Today is Sunday, April 6th, 2014, and I'm interviewing my dad, Gale Randall Thompson Jr. Dad was born June 17th, 1948, in KCMO.
I was born in California.
Oh, yeah, Bakersfield, California. This interview is taking place in my home in Kansas City, Kansas. I was born January 24th. 1979. Dad is going to share with us some of his memories of growing up in Kansas City during the 50s and 60s. But you grew up on both sides of the state line. Could you take us through chronologically where you lived, neighborhood that you lived in, the school that you attended, and how old you were?
Well, if I can remember.
Yeah, remember back.
I came back from California when I was about 2 years old, so 1950. And we moved to a house on 97th and Main, approximately. And I lived there till, I believe, my last year in junior high, which had been the eighth grade.
So that was fairly long.
Right. And so I went to Boone Elementary School for the elementary grades. And then I went to... Center, I forget what they called it. It was a junior high school in Center School District up through the eighth grade. And then in my ninth grade, my family moved to the Kansas side of the state line. And I went to Hillcrest Junior High my last year. And then I went graduated from Shawnee Mission West High School in 1966.
Graduated from Shawnee Mission.
West.
That's important.
Shawnee Mission West.
Where did you move to in Kansas?
Oh, we moved at that time. We moved to about 95th and Schweitzer, approximately. In the Westbrook Home Edition. And I was there until I graduated from high school and then went off to college.
Why did your folks move to Kansas?
I don't know. Mom and Dad would buy a house. Dad would fix it up. And then they'd sell it, you know, after living in it for 4, 5, 6 years and buy something else and fix it up. And they did that, you know. I probably lived in 5 or 6 different homes around the Kansas City area. Well, actually, one in the Kansas City, Missouri area. But then when we moved to Kansas, then they moved several times. I think once I went off to college, I'll say I lived in the house. I'd come home for summer, and they were, in a different house.
But so then, once you moved out, they started moving?
Basically, yes.
Mm-hmm. Or did they wait until Karen was graduated? Your sister?
They waited till, I believe they waited till Karen graduated, because I remember her last year of high school, she went to Shawnee Mission South, where she would have been going to West, but then Shawnee Mission had built South High School, and she went 1 year there.
So they were in the same house that you graduated high school from at 95th.
Right, right. Then once the kids were gone, they... Mom and Dad started buying houses, and they had just enjoyed it. They enjoyed buying a house, fixing it up, and living in it for a while, and then selling it, and used and always made a profit, and bought something else. I guess that's what allowed them to buy their last house and just pay for it.
Probably. Is the house at 95th and Schweitzer still standing, or is that the one that burned down?
The one that burnt down was at 97th and Main.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's no longer there.
So this is the one when they were in Missouri.
Right.
Okay. Now I want to talk about your schools. When you grew up, you went to Boone Elementary School first.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What memories do you have from there? I know you've shared some stories. I think it's from Boone.
I don't remember a whole lot about it. I just kind of remember the school. Of course, the school is still there, but it's nothing like what it was when I was there.
It's a new building?
Well, no. The old building, the original building is there, but it's been added on to several times. I remember in my later years, of course, you know, I can remember, I think, about my last 2 years there, you know, but I can remember the first new addition they built, you know, although I never had classes in it. My class was always in the old part that I remember. But about the only thing I can remember there is that when I was in the fifth grade, this class took a field trip and we went to Chicago.
Wow.
By train. And my dad went along as a chaperone. And I remember we went to the, I believe it was the Natural History Museum mm-hmm. in Chicago. And I can remember taking a tour through the German sub U-boat that they had there. And that was quite an experience. I remember that to this day. One of my good friends went along, and he was a sleepwalker. And Dad always had Dad had to keep an eye on him and follow him down the hall on the train down the aisle and bring him back to his seat because he'd get up and walk off.
So was it a sleeping train?
No, it wasn't a sleeping train. It was just a you know, you slept in the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the part that we were in.
Oh, wow.
Because we left, I think we left in the evening and we got there in the morning. And then we toured there during the day and got back on the train at night and got back into Kansas City on Sunday morning.
So you didn't even spend the night?
Except on the train, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Did they supply coffee for all the adults?
Well, I don't know what the adults did to stay awake, where they took shifts or not, you know, but...
Do you think Gramps enjoyed that, or
it might have
been stressful?
No, I think he enjoyed it. You know, I think he had fun. I remember when we were in the museum and stuff, he enjoyed seeing the stuff. You know, I think he had fun.
Had he been to Chicago?
I don't know. Probably not. You know, because he worked with the post office, and then when he had a second job, usually all the time. After the post office, so you know, he didn't have a whole lot of free time, so it was.
But they did do a lot of the post office conferences.
That was after
you...
I was out of the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right, that was after I was out of the house.
Do you remember any of the teachers that you had at Boone Elementary School?
My fifth or sixth grade teacher was a Mr. Nichols. And I remember him only because he was probably the first male teacher I'd ever had. And I can't remember, I think he was in the fifth grade, but I'm not sure. But no, I really don't remember a whole lot of my teachers. Good or bad, one way or the other, yeah.
Do you remember, what do you remember from your junior high experience?
Not a whole lot, just bits and pieces, you know, some of the classes I took, but I don't remember any very much specific about it, you know.
Are there classes that you took then that probably don't exist now or that maybe we should have now?
Well, basics, you know, were English and government and world history and literature and stuff like that, you know. Well, maybe not so much literature in junior high, but I don't remember a whole lot about it. It was just school, and I really wasn't that interested. I mean, I did all right. I passed. I, you know, C's and B's, you know. But to me, school was not a real highlight.
Did you start working and taking side jobs in junior high? Is that when you started working for your uncle?
I did that in high school.
High school.
Yeah. Okay. Started, I mowed yards, and I worked for my uncle. And
let's go to high school.
Okay.
Anything specific from high school that you remember, you recall?
Well, I remember I was in high school when President Kennedy was assassinated. And if I remember right, I was in English Lit class, or American Literature might have been. And... But, I mean, I don't, like some people, you know, they can tell you exactly what they were doing at the present. I just remember that I was in class, you know, and they made an announcement, and you know, but I don't remember whether, you know, we sat there and cried or talked about it or what, you know. We probably just, if I remember right, at that time, you know, there was no TVs or anything in the classrooms, so, but they might have listened to the news report on the intercom, you know.
Do you remember if Grammy and Gramps responded or reacted when you got home? Or
No, I don't. Recall?
Okay. Now, high school, you started working. What was your first job?
Probably mowing yards and working with my uncle on his Oscar Mayer meat route. I'd work with him on Saturdays sometimes during the school year, and then a couple of days a week in the summer if he had especially big days.
What was his name?
Elmer Brown. He was actually my great uncle.
Oh.
He was my dad's uncle, but he was my great uncle.
Gramps' uncle. Okay. And the mowing yards, did you start that yourself, or had Gramps done that and then handed it over to you?
Dad, on his mail route, kind of fell into this. There was a bunch of duplexes on his route, about two blocks of duplexes, and they were looking for someone to mow the yards, and he mentioned it to me, and, you know, they were all right there, and so we thought, well, it might not be something that I looked into, so I looked into it, and that's when I got started mowing yards, and, you know, it was all in a close-knit area there, so I didn't have to travel too far, and Dad, a lot of times, especially if the rains built up and we got behind, after he got off from the post office, he'd come out and help me finish them. But that's where I started mowing yards.
So did you do that every day after school, pretty much?
It depended. Depended on, of course, when school was on, I've been in the springtime, so I did it sometimes after school. But most of the time it was done on Saturday and Sunday. You know, so just kind of depend on how they needed mowed.
Do you remember how much you charged?
I got $3 a yard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it took me 30 minutes to mow a yard. They were small duplex yards. So, yeah, and in that time, that's pretty good money. I made enough money that I could afford a used car. And
what was that car that you bought?
Well, it was a 1960 Volvo that I bought. But I maintained the car and gas and oil and saved money, and so had money saved when I went to college. So, yeah, I was making pretty good money for back then.
When you got towards the end of high school, did you know that you wanted to go to college? What was your thought process there?
Really, college was not anything that I thought about. Ever since I was small, my mom, I was going to college.
No question.
No question about it. I was going to college, and it was going to be KU. So, you know, as far as I didn't really make a conscious decision as to whether I wanted to or not, I just went. Of course, maybe that's why my first year or so wasn't all that successful. I really wasn't into it then.
And you went to KU, and you were looking at pharmacy at first?
Right.
And how did you get into that?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be interesting. I was good in science and math. And
didn't you have an uncle?
No.
Family relation.
My dad had an uncle that was a dentist.
Huh. Okay.
But I don't know why I wanted pharmacy. I just, you know, everybody changes their mind.
I did 5 times. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Dad.
Okay.
Today.
Before we go, I think I'm gonna go.
If those are brand new.